Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks for checking in with us. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking Maui no Ka'oi. We're going to be talking all about Maui. We were there recently. We have in the studio Catherine Finch, one of our bloggers. She's going to be helping us out with that. We'll be getting to that in a moment. This is our Friday podcast for March 30th, 2012. This is our 499th podcast. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Special aloha to all of our friends in Japan and all over the world. Just noticed in the last week or so that several people from Saudi Arabia are downloading us, you know, like 30, 40, 50 downloads a day from there. So I'd like to know who you people are. So
check in.
Yeah, check in with me. Write to me. I'd like to know, are you really listening to this show? Are you interested in Hawaii? I would love to hear from you folks. Also got to do a couple of shout outs here. First one goes out to Tim Fonseca and his fiance. He booked his trip with us. Big shout out to you. I am so jealous of your Hawaii vacation. You're going to the Four Seasons and you're doing a split on Maui, which I really like that idea, you guys, because it puts you on two separate parts of the island. In fact, we're going to be talking about Maui today so we can tell you a little bit about that. So he's going to do part of the time at the Four Seasons down in Wailea and the other part of the time at the Royal Lahaina. In the Kaanapali area. And then he's going to be going over to Kauai, staying at one of our favorite properties, the Grand Hyatt Kauai.
What a place for a honeymoon.
Oh, I'm telling you. Take
your bathing suits.
Oh, yeah. And they have, you know, it's so cool because they have this big, huge pool, and then they have this river, kind of a river pool. And then you got the ocean. So, I mean, like, you never have to leave.
And a sandy bottom pool also.
That's right. That's right. And they just did it. And then a huge spa, like a 14,000-foot spa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know what? Their specialty scent at the spa is one of my favorite scents of all the resorts on all the islands.
What's that scent?
I think it's called Coco Mango.
Coco Mango.
And it's really wonderful.
I'll never forget the time we went to the spa there and Yaling had a facial. This is not such a good story. But Yaling had a facial there and she had a reaction. You know, she got a reaction from the chemicals on there. And she broke out, like, on her face. Imagine that. I mean, if I was a woman, like, that would, like, freak me out. I'm a guy, it would freak me out, right? But
well, they were trying to make her beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that's not hard. But no. She, you know, she ended up, like, she took it like such a trooper. She didn't get upset at all. And they were very apologetic there. And they gave her, like, a 5-year supply of all of their, like,
several of their lines,
including this aloe stuff, which we still have in our refrigerator from like 2 years ago. It never goes bad. And it was great. And that spa was amazing. I do love that spa. We went right before they renovated. And we haven't been since they've done the big new spa.
I can't even imagine a renovation because when I went 4 years ago, I thought I was in heaven.
I know. I know.
So I can't even imagine being any better.
Yeah, they did. They did the whole pool. They did all the rooms. You know, they did need to do that, you know. And now all the Hyatts are pretty much up to speed now, have been renovated. So that's pretty exciting.
And the beds are so comfortable.
Yes, they are. So without digressing too much, congratulations to Tim. I'm so happy for you and to Tara who put that package together. Another shout out to the Christophers, Jason Christopher. Want to give you a big shout out and a big mahalos. I got your note that you've been a long-time listener. You kind of fell off the wagon, and you're so happy to be back because he discovered our app. And if you haven't downloaded our app, it's called Hawaii Aloha. You can find it in the iTunes store, also on the Android platform, Hawaii Aloha. Check out the app, and a big shout-out to Jason Christopher and his family, and also to Kristen Griggs, who is our app, another app user. Big shout-out to you, Kristen. Thanks for checking in with us. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover, and I want to talk about Maui today. A couple weeks ago, Yaling and I took a trip to Maui.
And I took a trip to Maui. I think we were within about 2 weeks of each other.
Were we? Okay. Mm-hmm. And we both took trips to Maui recently, and we wanted to just share with you our thoughts about Maui and just connect with you a little bit on it. Our trip was a 2-day trip. How long was your trip? Catherine?
It was 3 days.
Oh, by the way, welcome to the show, Catherine. Appreciate you coming here.
It was a long 3 days because we got the very early flight out of here and came back the very, very late flight.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
So it's a long time.
Right. Now, for most people who go to Maui, they don't take short trips.
No, and I can see why. They relax over there.
Yeah, it's relaxing. And for us, the last two times we were there, it was 2 days. But we did the same thing. We got 3 full days. Went early, left late, so we got 3 full long days there. And, you know, I was very ambitious about going over. I thought I'd be spending time in Wailea and then, you know, go up country and then maybe go over to Lahaina.
Well, I did all that.
Okay, I want to hear about it. But we didn't. We ended up not doing any of that because we ended up just chillaxing. And we ended up staying in the Wailea area.
But you were in the resort area. And
yes.
I think it's so much easier to just sit and relax. Because when I stay at those bigger resorts, I don't really want to leave myself. Because part of what you're paying for is that resort. And they're so nice that you find a lot to do there.
Exactly.
But I stayed on the, parentheses, the cheap. And so
I know we're kind of joking about that. Where you stayed at, like, let's say budget property.
Very budget property.
And we were staying at the Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you stay?
I stayed at the Maui Lu.
Yeah? Do you want to...
The Maui Lu is a budget property. But when I walked into it, I knew I was walking into a budget property. But I was still a little taken back.
Yeah. It was really budget, wasn't it?
Really budget.
Over the top budget.
It was over the top budget. And actually, you know what, Bruce, I don't think I told you this, but the first room they put me in, I refused to stay in.
No, you didn't tell me that.
And well, I didn't tell them that, but I had to get out of that room. And they had one room left. Place was booked. It was packed.
Yeah.
Packed.
Well, you know, it's just a place to hang your hat.
It is. But you know what? The room that they put me in after that was I'd actually go back to that room.
Okay.
Which is really saying a lot if you're only going to spend the night there.
Mm-hmm.
But
right. And like you said,
it was like there's only 2 really nice rooms on the whole resort property. And I can tell you where those are. And
where are they?
They are on the ocean side. The far end unit against the ocean, and it's only a single, but it actually is a loft, and it's actually nice. I mean, I'm not going to say nice, but I was happy with it.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that property, and I'm very familiar with the units you're talking about. Yeah, and that's why it's so interesting to hear you say that, because that's what I tell people about that property. It's like, you know.
The only issue is that you have to go up and down steps to get to the bed, and if you can't go up the steps, you're not going to like it.
Yes. So
but
that's
if you
cool.
Can, I'd stay there. It's worth the money that you're, and the people are so friendly and nice there. The staff will go overboard for you. Really
so
will.
While you've explained your experience at the Maui Lu, let me just tell you quickly, do a little mini review of the Marriott, which I thought was gorgeous. The rooms were nice. What I love about it is I love rooms without carpet, actually. It's, you know, all the rooms are tiled. They did a renovation there a few years ago. I just have to say that I think the Marriotts are doing a really good job at customer service. We've stayed at several Marriotts the last few times. I've been, you know, I take this with a critical eye. And when we do, when we go and we stay in hotels, we don't tell them who we are. We don't say, oh, we're Bruce from Wailea Travel Agency. So we want to get the real experience. And I tell you, the staff was so nice. We went out to the pool and we just really enjoyed ourselves. And we spent the whole last day on Sunday there. At the resort and really enjoyed it. And there's a beautiful walkway behind there. There's a name for it, but I can't think of it right now, where you can just stroll up and down where the Grand Wailea is, mm-hmm. where the Fairmont Kailani mm-hmm. is, where mm-hmm. the Four Seasons is. And that's just a beautiful walk. And you can walk all the way down the coast. And they're building, actually, you know where the Intercontinental Hotel used to be? It was the Renaissance used to be. That's a partnership with, I think, Hyatt and Sheraton, and they're building a huge resort there, so I can't wait to see that. But it's just a really nice, relaxing place to be. And you know what? That's why I think we ended up not being so ambitious with what we wanted to do, because we just felt so comfortable down there and relaxed. And it's, you know, we live such a high-paced life here. It's just, you know, on Oahu is a big, it's a busy cosmopolitan area. It was just nice. We just ended up doing a lot of relaxing.
I think that's what the other visitors were. They were all relaxing and taking their time. And it's so unlike Oahu. And I think they do just sort of cruise up and down the coastline and maybe do a little sightseeing. But I was out for sightseeing and had a lot on my plate.
Okay, let's talk about that. What did you guys do?
Well, first of all, I'll say the days we were there, it was, remember, it was that storm that was coming through Hawaii, and
yes,
everybody was like downpour.
Yes, yes.
And it was raining everywhere.
That's right.
And but that wasn't going to stop me. So one thing we did is we drove to the top of Haleakala, even though it was completely cloudy and rainy and seemingly the worst time to go. But it was absolutely gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
And I think that people would say, oh, I don't want to go all the way up there because look at that. It's cloudy up there.
So that was your first day?
That was my first full day, right?
Okay. But so what time did you leave to get up there?
Actually, so we were up there for sunset.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, which is a whole different thing. So we left the coastline at about 3:30. And made it up there in time, and we chased the sun back down.
Oh, nice.
So it was really beautiful. And when we got up there, you know how the weather is in on Hawaii? Sure, it's cloudy, but 10 seconds later, it clears up, and then it gets cloudy, and then it clears up. And I think that the drive up Haleakala, which takes 2 hours, or 90 minutes, or whatever, is so worth the effort. Even if you don't see anything at the top, the drive up is worth it, and the drive back down is worth it. It's gorgeous.
It is. It really is. It's just a lot of beautiful scenery, you know, all the way around.
The scenery, I think, is the best. I haven't done Hana, but I think the scenery is just amazing.
Up there?
It was freezing.
Yeah.
And my niece went up there in the summer. And she said that it was cold in the summertime.
It is. I mean, what's the elevation there?
It's
must 10, be 10,000 feet. Yeah.
So it was very cold. And because it was so windy, the wind chill factor took your breath away. And I had gone prepared with a long sleeve shirt and a hat, but it wasn't enough. So I couldn't spend very much time outside.
Now, just for those folks who are not following along here, Haleakala is a dormant crater on Maui. It's a beautiful place to go and experience. You know, it's almost like heaven on earth up there.
Well, it's a place of the gods.
Yeah, it's a place of gods. It really is. And there's two ways to get, I mean, you can get up there. There's a couple of ways you can go up there. But you know that now you can go all the way around Haleakala. I mean, you can go Hana and then all the way around. I mean, there's a couple of ways to get around there. You went up and back down again,
right,
which is probably makes the most sense.
I think so.
It takes shorter, you know.
It's shorter. Yeah, so a lot of people think it's going to take too long, and it does take a while because you have to climb. Think about it, sea level to 10,000 feet in, I think that's only a couple miles. No, it's 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up 20 miles in 10,000 feet in 20 miles. And so it's slow.
Yeah, it's curvy. The road
is curvy.
It's curvy,
but it's beautiful. And you want to go slow, actually, because it's just so pretty.
It really is. It really is. Okay, so what'd you do day two?
Okay, so then day two, I went on a whale watch.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it's winter, and Maui is known for their whales in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked ahead to see where I wanted to go out of, and I went out of Lahaina, although the other little port up the coast does just as many.
Ma'alea,
right.
Yeah.
They do just as many whale tours also.
Yes, they do.
But let me tell you something I learned, is I went out on a small Zodiac type boat where there was only 16 people max. And then a lot of the other boats are large, like the major.
I know, they're huge boats. Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, the little Zodiacs do maneuver better. They get back and forth better, and they can actually get in closer to the whales better. And there's nobody in front of you in the boat. And
right,
that's
a great tip. So make sure you go on the Zodiacs, the ones that are the inflatables. Yeah,
yeah.
The ribbed
the,
inflatables.
We saw the other boat while we were out there, and you could see people lined up at the bow. And if you were short, you weren't going to see anything. So I can see that why a smaller is better for that.
So I take it you actually saw whales.
We saw a lot of whales. We saw so many whales that the skipper didn't know which direction to go to, because every time he saw some whales breaching, he just took off in that direction. And we didn't see a spectacular breach, But, you know, it's just a shooting game going out there. You know, an hour later, you might be
able
to see
it. It's very hard. Yeah, yeah.
You just don't know what you're going to see.
I've never seen a breach either. I've been out many times. I've never actually seen a breach. But, you see the tails, you see the fins.
Right.
And it's still, and you can get up close and you can see them coming out of the water. So
you
it's an incredible thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, keep in mind, this is something that you can only see from November till about, the end of April.
Right.
So
they said this year that it was actually running a little later than normal.
Oh, later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Last year it was earlier.
But I was glad to just get out there in March. That's actually one of the main reasons we went to Maui this year in March.
And what was the name of the firm you used so that we can tell our listeners?
Outdoor
Do you
Adventures,
don't remember? Outdoor
maybe?
Adventures.
I'm sorry. I'll let you know.
Let me know, and I'll put that in the show notes and let folks know about that. Now, our first day, what did we do? We went up to the Lavender Farm, which we thought was really a lot.
I saw you did that.
Yeah, that was
I was envious of that.
It was really, really nice. We drove up to Kula. We stopped in Paia first, had a little bit of...
that little hippie town.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Well, you know what? Maui's kind of hippie. I mean, the whole town is filled with hippies, actually, I think. And we enjoyed ourselves and the flora, the fauna there. One of the things that frustrated me about it is, we're walking around the lavender farm and there's all these species of different lavenders and different flowers, and none of them were labeled.
No labels.
Yeah, so you didn't know what you were really looking at. So I think that's because they really encourage you to take the tour. And they have a tour that leaves every couple of hours, and our timing was off, so we couldn't see the tour. But I think it's a great way to spend the afternoon. It's just walking around, looking at flowers, and the pictures you can get are incredible. We took some really, really amazing shots of the different flowers. We saw Protea, we saw the different types of lavender that they have, and you can kind of pick the lavender
and
smell it. Yeah, uh-huh. And Yaling, and they have a great gift shop, and Yaling went, she bought a whole bunch of lavender products.
I saw one of those specials on them. They did a promotion or whatever on one of our local TV stations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I found out about it and saw that they were starting to promote themselves more. And I could see that it was a great place to take pictures, and it looked beautiful.
It really is. So I highly recommend the Lavender Farm combined with maybe a stop in Paia Town or maybe Makawao, as you get up there. So we just enjoyed that. That was our first day, but you did a lot more. My goodness.
And then I spent half a day in just Kihei, that little funky little town down there, just sort of wandering around. Really, I was just killing time. They've got some shops down there that are sort of...
This is still the first day?
No, I don't know.
Whatever, okay.
Believe me, when you get on vacation in Maui, you don't know what day it is.
That's right. Okay, so go ahead.
It's just the next day.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I just sort of... I don't think that shopping is really too terribly big on Maui. Well, the shopping wasn't that terribly great. I think there are some nice specialty stores that are Maui owned, original to the
right.
The local shops are always the best there.
Yes,
are nice, and I found some very nice local shops, but you're just going to probably stumble upon them. And so I found other things to do. I just kept.
Kihei's busy, I think.
It was very busy.
You really found stuff. Kihei.
Well, I will say one thing. I ate twice at the Kihei Cafe.
Okay.
And for people who want a decent local meal and you're not going to spend a lot of money, it's a busy little place. And if there's a line, don't let that bother you because it goes as the fastest line I've ever seen in a restaurant.
Oh, well, that's great.
And the food was good. We went back twice. There's another little restaurant right around that area called Bistro 808 or 808 Bistro.
And so that you're talking about right in the middle of Kihei Town.
Right.
Kihei is it's almost like
it's extended, isn't it?
Giant strip mall.
It's
like one little restaurant, one little shop, and there's just tons of them all up and down. And I'm sure there's some great restaurants there and places to stop. And a lot of people are staying in condos there. So there's a lot of shops that people, stores that people can go and stock up. There's these little mini marts every other.
Mm-hmm.
Every other block there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have ABC stores, I don't think.
No, I was having trouble just finding a fountain drink.
Really?
Which I depend on the ABC stores for.
Okay. We'll have to remember that. It's not
an ABC sort of town.
It isn't. It really isn't. And it can get a little congested there in Kiev, you know, during rush hour. That's why they have the Honopoli'i Highway on the other side. You know, they both kind of parallel each other, two main roads.
So I was stuck there, and my hotel was at least 4 or 5 miles down the road, and I realized there was no way I could walk back to my hotel.
Oh, my.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to be taking the Maui bus.
Oh, my gosh, how did that go? A Maui bus?
The Maui bus.
Where does the Maui bus go? I mean,
well, there's like actually a couple of lines. But one does go right up and down that strip there.
That must take forever.
It does. But for $2, you can ride for the whole day. And so it sort of gives you a permanent transfer. So you can go up and go down a mile and then get off if you want to do it.
Does it go to Lahaina from there?
It does. Because when I stood there and waited for it, this local couple came up and they were going to catch the bus too. And I thought, oh, it's going to come soon. And they said, oh, yeah. 20, 30 minutes, whatever. So I waited 30 minutes for the bus. And then when I got on, the bus driver said an announcement that there had been, now this is way down on the, by Kihei, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said there had been a traffic accident in Lahaina. And because of that traffic accident, all the buses were running 45 minutes late.
Wow.
And that's, well, I don't know if people realize how far
it's
down.
It's really far. It's like 50 minute drive just with no traffic.
So that traffic accident up there is going to affect the bus service all the way down the coastline.
Right. Just so you guys have an idea, if you think of Maui like a figure eight sideways, we're talking about the south side versus the west side of the island. And it is a schlep. It's a long ride from one to the other. So if there's an accident in Lahaina, it could have a ripple effect all the way down to the south side of the
really
island.
That really surprised me.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, don't be afraid to ride the bus, even though the bus, you know, has, well, it supports everybody, you know, it's for everybody. But that bus driver was probably one of the strictest. It's like your old-fashioned principal. I mean, it's like he was so
strict. Like the bus driver Nazi or something?
He was so strict about everything, but very helpful and very friendly. And so when you got on, you knew there was nothing going to happen to you. And he was going to take care of you. But I had to laugh about it. And when I didn't know quite where my stop was, he chided me for getting up to ask him. And then when it was almost my stop, he got on the loudspeaker and said, okay, the lady with the white hair, your stop is next. Consider that service.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess you like abuse. I don't know.
For my dollar.
Yeah, that's really cute. That's an interesting story. So bus is doable. I generally tell people they need to rent a car. Unless you got some time on your hands, you know.
But if you get stuck somewhere and let's say your group wants to stay and you just have to get back to your hotel room or whatever.
It's doable.
It is doable.
Okay, so what else can you share with us? We're running out of time here.
Oh.
What are some of the other highlights of your trip?
I think that I didn't get to go to Hana, and I do want to do that. But I think Maui just has a whole different feel to it. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Right.
But
and I think, you know, for a lot of people who are thinking about putting Maui in the mix, the last couple of times that we've been there, we've only been there for a couple of times, so we really haven't spent a lot of time there. And both the last two times, we stayed down on the south side of the island. So I think that, you know, you're maxed out at about 5 days, but you see, like we were just talking about, there's like three distinct areas on the island.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend a significant amount of time in each one of these places. That's why, like, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about this itinerary, where you split up your time on both sides, let you really hang out. I mean, Lahaina that whole area is fun.
It's a
great place to be, and you don't really have to leave that area, and you can go all the way up to Kapalua,
mm-hmm.
you know, Honokawai
mm-hmm.
up there,
mm-hmm.
and the bays up there, and, you know.
But I can see why splitting your trip
is a great idea.
A good idea, because you know what it would do? It would force you out of your hotel.
Yes, yes.
Because otherwise you sort of get complacent.
And another thing we do with honeymooners is we do the split like Kaanapali and Hana.
Uh-huh.
There's like two completely different places. You know,
if you're going to be on Maui, you really need to see what it highlights best.
Yes.
And even though your resort is probably...
So we're never going to get to all the things you can do, but hopefully this helps folks, you know, sort of get a little bit of idea mm-hmm. of why
Maui is...
And
Maui is known for its very clear waters.
Yes.
And I was disappointed that it was stormy, you know, my weekend, but because I wanted to get in the water. But
yeah, you went. Yeah, we went. It was sunny. It was just so sunny. And, you know, the south side where Kihei is, it's a little more sunny down there than it is on
it
the west
side.
It is
sunnier,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nicer.
So what else before we go? Because I know you got a lot to share. What else would you say before we go? Should people go to Maui?
Isn't that awful that I pause like that?
I know.
Because Maui, I just have such a different feel for me. And I really love Oahu. I just have to give a shout out to Oahu. And mm-hmm. so many of my friends back home think that Maui is the center of Hawaii. But it is nice if you want a very slow, relaxing trip. But if you really want to, like, be on the go and see a lot of things.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I like
think
Maui.
5 days you would be ready to move on.
Yes, yes. I think that Oahu has everything every other island has, except an active volcano. I mean, we have
That's right.
Of the beaches, all of the beauty, everything that all the other islands have. We don't, you know, we even have dormant craters. I mean, so, you know, Maui is, I think you should do it. It definitely should be part of a multi-island mix. And again, it depends on what your specific need is. If you're on a honeymoon, I think it's perfect. And Maui no Kauai.
I also found that culturally, it was so different from Oahu.
And any of the each. Well, let's face mm-hmm. it, each of the islands. Mm-hmm. In what sense do you mean it's different?
Oh.
More Howleys?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
lot more transplanted Howleys.
Right. Oh, and you know who were there? So many Canadians. Everybody assumed
I was a Canadian.
A lot of Canadians,
yes.
I was surprised at that because I don't know that I see that much here on Oahu. You probably know more.
We have a lot of Canadians on Oahu, too, but I'm not sure if there's more Canadians there or not.
But everybody, I think everybody I ran into was a Canadian, and the shopkeepers just immediately asked me, oh, are you Canadian?
Yes, and like you said, the other thing about Maui I think that is really wonderful, it is very laid back. People are very mellow there. I think mellower than here.
Oh, much more mellow.
Yeah.
Much more mellow.
So in that sense, you're going to get that if you go to Maui.
Right.
So I highly recommend Maui. I think it's a great place to go, and it should be part of definitely an inter-island mix. And if you want to not be so remote that you're like in Kauai, which is like the Garden Isle, or over at Molokai, where it's so remote, and you want a good balance, I think Maui's perfect.
It is, but you know, I think people fly into Oahu and then they stay maybe one night or jump on a plane immediately. You know, I think that people should think about 2 days or 3 days on Oahu.
Spoken
and
like
over.
A true Oahuan.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
Yeah, and I think that tends to happen to folks who live here, that we sort of get partial to the island that we live on.
Well, we do. But I've had my visitors tell me that once they come windward, and I know you have to agree with me, so many people who are in Waikiki don't have the opportunity to come windward. I just made that trip up that coast. Honestly, Bruce, every time I turn that corner at Makapu'u,
why do you think I'm running up there every day?
My jaw drops.
It
and
is.
I see it weekly.
Yeah.
And I can't get used to it. And you know what? When I was on Maui, my jaw didn't drop like mm-hmm. that. It did on Haleakala. And I enjoyed my whale, but
you still didn't get that little extra punch.
I didn't get that extra punch, yeah.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for coming out here and contributing and being part of our podcast. And we appreciate everything you're doing on our blog.
Oh,
thank you. Hopefully we'll be connecting with you soon.
You will.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you. Don't forget to check our blog, daily updates there, our podcast page. The app, so much content every day for you. Check out our Twitter feed. I'm at Aloha Bruce. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.